What should be the first thing you do when you receive disturbing news? Find out today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as Kenneth Copeland shares how God provides for you in every situation so you can abound in the blessing in the Lord. Now here's Kenneth.
Deuteronomy chapter 26. It shall be when you come unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance and possesses it and dwell therein, thou shalt take of the first of all the fruit of the earth which thou shalt bring of your land that the Lord thy God giveth thee, and put it in a basket, and go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there, and go unto the priest that shall be in those days, and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God that I am come unto the country which the Lord swore to our fathers to give. The priest shall take the basket out of your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord thy God. Amen. And then he says, and speak and say. And you can read that. Now, verse 12. When you've made an end of tithing all of the tithes of your increase. Tithing is not done by just writing a check, putting it in the mail, or putting it in an offering container. That's the tithe. Tithing is done by the confession of the mouth in praise and honor. All right, now stay with me now. You take it to the priest that shall be of those days. Now I want you to notice something here. Verse 13, you'll say before the Lord, I brought away the hallowed things out of my house, and I've given them to the Levite, to the stranger, to the fatherless, to the widow, according to the commandments which thou hast commanded me. Verse 15, look down from your holy habitation from heaven and bless your people with a land that flows with milk and honey. Now then, let's go with that in our minds. Let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 7. This Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being made by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is the king of peace. Jesus is made a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Chapter 6, verse 20. The forerunner for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. What was Melchizedek's order? To meet Abraham, bless him, and receive his tithe. All right, come right on down. You're right there in the 7th chapter. Look then at the 8th verse. And here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he lives. He has the same orders on him that God had with Melchizedek. Go receive their tithe and transfer blessing to them. Tithing is the blessing connection. Now, here's what I want you to know. Anytime, I don't care what it is, you get your pink slip, bad news from the doctor, bad news from home, evil tiding, whatever it is. you stop right where you are, you get something out of your house, out of your bank account, you get your hands on something and you tithe it quick. You go through that process right there. I mean, you put it in a basket and you go in there and you take the communion elements, you and your wife, your children, you get that family together and you bring them in there and you say, now, we're hallowing this place today. This household today is in a place of honor with Almighty God. We're in a place of need. He is in a place of honor. And Jesus is our Lord and our Savior. And He's our Melchizedek, praise God. And you put it in a basket and you open that 26th chapter of Deuteronomy up and you open up the 7th chapter of the book of Hebrews and you set the communion elements there in front of you. And if there's any sin in your life, bless God, confess it and get it out now. Amen. And put it in that basket. And take it before the priest of these days and say, Jesus, the word says you'll take my offering, my tithe, this hallowed thing from my house, my seed, and you'll set it before the feet of my Father and you'll worship Him with it. Look down from your holy habitation and bless this household. Earthquakes can't stop you. Depressions can't stop you. You become the answer to recessions and depressions and earthquakes and whatever else happens. Tithe something and do it now. Amen. You're gonna be out looking for a job? No. Pray first. The job will be looking for you. Y'all will run into one another out there somewhere. There's a man, the Lord led my dad up to the cotton gin one morning. And Dad walked up there and the guy came up there and asked him what he wanted. And Dad said, I just believe you have had a need for me or something like that. And Dad would get up and go really early. There wouldn't even be nobody there when he'd get wherever the Lord called him to be. He said, are you a bookkeeper? He said, sure, if you need a bookkeeper, I'm a bookkeeper. So he said, come on in. Well, my dad never had kept books before, but he just took time to read this man's ledger. And my dad was a good mathematician, and he read the man's ledger and saw his process of keeping books. And he went in there and just flowed with the process. And he worked there for quite some time. In fact, he went from there and went to Drones Business College and took a course in bookkeeping, and they hired him to teach. The blessing of the Lord is on him. He's a tither. Amen? Well, sure, he had favor. It wasn't his education that got the job, but he got that job teaching in Drones Business College the day I was born. And then 6 weeks later, there was a job opened up in Abilene, Texas, that paid three or four times what that one did in Lubbock, Texas, where he got to work the day I was born. And it's a sales job. He said, well, yeah, if you put me on a commission, I'll take it. They said, well, yeah, well, do you rather have a commission? He said, yeah, you pay me a commission and then I control what I make. He worked for them for 16 years. And then, of course, I was raised in Abilene, Texas. Amen. But then God promoted him up and he went to work for a life insurance company and he was with them for 18 years. And then they called him in and said, you know, well, we know you're interested in Kenneth's ministry, which is just getting started back then. And they said, Doc, why don't you go ahead and we're just going to give you the last 2 years and you can go ahead and take your retirement. We'll give you the last 2 years. You move more than earned it. So that's the blessing of the Lord on him. His picture's on the wall of fame in that life insurance company. Well, what do you know about life insurance? Nothing. but the blessing taught him. What did he know about bookkeeping? Nothing. He knew the same about bookkeeping that Joseph knew about running a prison.
Amen.
Nothing. But the blessing taught him. And his way turned out to be better than their way. Amen. So they hired him to teach bookkeeping. How's he going to teach bookkeeping? He don't know about bookkeeping. But the blessing taught him. Now you need to start depending on that. How do you do that? Tithe something and tithe it now. And believe for it. He's my wisdom. Oh. 16th chapter of John. Turn there. Turn to the 16th chapter of John's gospel. Oh, Lord. Proverbs 10 says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Now look at this 16th chapter of John. You need to be reading this. You need to be confessing this. Put your eyes on it right now. Write it down. Put it on the index cards. Pin it up on the refrigerator door. That's where you spend most of your time. Where you have to read this every time you go in there to get something out of that refrigerator. Put it up on the bathroom mirror. I mean, hang it around the mirror of the car. You ought to have this in front of you all the time. John 16, 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak. Jesus is your Lord. He is responsible before God for your well-being, for your prosperity, for your healing, for your deliverance, for the cleansing of your sin when you confess them, and when you walk in the light as he is in the light, it's his blood that cleanses you from all sin. He is responsible before God for that. It's not a problem that he's not speaking. The problem is you're not listening.
Get anything tonight?
Yeah. Oh, man. Tithe something. Tithe it quick. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, when I first got hold of this, our little old tithe was so pitiful looking, but it wasn't pitiful to us, man. I mean, we set ourselves before God to tithe and believe God and walk in. I tell you what, I'd tithe before I eat. And it's because I tithe. I don't have any trouble having something to eat. Because there were times we left town, we didn't have money enough to eat. It was either food or gasoline. And the gas came first because we had to get there where we were going to have a meeting. And didn't have any money. Put it all in the gas tank. And the kids were little, sitting there in the back seat. When are we going to eat? Well, what are you going to say? Well, you know, kids, we just can't eat today. We're serving God. We're going hungry for Jesus. Oh, shut up. I know how God is impressed. No, I said any minute now. Because we gave him tithe and give him. Praise God, he's responsible for us. And We drove into the outskirts of Oklahoma City there where we were going, where we were had our next meeting. And I saw money blow across the highway. And I said, Gloria, money! And I swung over into the left lane, and I got in the left and turned, made a U-turn back to the divided highway. Then turned back up, went down a block, turned back up, and now I'm driving real slow. And I'm watching, and there it was. I pulled over. There was a $20 bill had blown up against a cyclone fence over there right next to the highway, and it just hung there on that fence. I went over and peeled my 20 off. And just as we drove into Fast Food Alley, and there was this is back in the late 60s, And there was the big sizzler bull standing right up there on the, a huge big old Hereford bull said, Sizzler. And the kids said, Sizzler, Daddy! I said, here we go. Took God's
$2 and put it over here in this pocket. My tithe. And Gloria and I prayed over it, blessed it, and had lunch. And it's been that way for 42 years. That's the way it's supposed to be. Let me ask you something. Did you earn your salvation?
No.
How'd you get it? Huh? Grace. By faith. Did you earn the baptism of the Holy Ghost? If you did, you didn't get it. Amen. How'd you get it? By grace, by faith. Did you earn your healing? No, no. How'd you get that? By grace, by faith. Well, whatever made you think he's going to have to earn your money?
Hallelujah.
No. No, you're a tither. He's able to make all grace abound toward you so that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And say nothing about toiling to get it. The toil was the first curse that came on man, having to sweat for his food. And that was the first curse that was broken. Ha, 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 Mr. Devil. But you need to abound in this grace also. That though he was rich, he became poor. So that through his poverty, you might become rich. Why? Because he needs you rich, not broke. He needs you right now. There are people out there suffering that don't know what you know. He needs you to be able to give seed to the sower. He needs you to teach them how to sow it. He needs you to help people. He don't need you bound down in debt where you got to have somebody helping you all the time. He needs you out of that. He needs you healed. He needs you full of the Holy Ghost. He needs you rich. He needs you powerful. He needs you able to pray. He needs a tither.
In the uncertainty of the world's financial system, people everywhere struggle to keep their jobs, pay their bills, and prepare for the future. Is there a way to be truly prosperous and blessed in these changing times? God's Word has much to say about the purpose of money and the promise of prosperity. Blessed to Be a Blessing, a book by Kenneth Copeland, reveals God's desires to bless you. God has made all of heaven's supply available to you for a specific plan and purpose. In this practical book, you'll find out how to tap into God's promises and heaven's economy to change the world around you. It's time for the children of God to have the financial means to reach people for Jesus. Don't settle for less. Think bigger, because God has more for you. Get into God's system and be blessed to be a blessing. Order your copy of Blessed to Be a Blessing, now available for just $10. For a product discount and faster processing, order online at kcm.org. In this book by Kenneth Copeland, find out the truth about God's desire for you to prosper and live in abundance. To request your copy by phone, call toll-free 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your copy today.
It's like church on steroids, church at the next level.
When we come here, it's just like a week of just saturation to where you go into spirit overload.
For the past 29 years, people have come from around the world to Fort Worth, Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have brought the message of faith and love to thousands of people who come expecting to hear from God.
Faith works by love. And when love is not present, faith has no power.
Faith says what God says. In other words, we come into agreement with what God says.
you're going to find that your spirit man is going to really be ignited every day.
You feel the presence of God so strong, all the believers coming together at the same time. It is just, you have to be here to believe it. I mean, it's just awesome.
And so every day you have different speakers at different hours. And so you get a new word and it's fresh every single day.
My God is my source. Hallelujah. My God meets my every need. My God is bigger than every adversity. My God is greater than every trial. My God is bigger than every challenge that I have ever experienced and will ever experience.
The Word of God's going to make sure we have right thinking. And the Word of God's going to make sure we have right believing. And the Word of God's going to make sure we have right confession. And we are going to win because we have chosen to do it God's way instead of the world's way.
If Jesus is the way, you can't get lost. If Jesus is the truth, you cannot be deceived. If Jesus is the life, then the devil can't kill you. If he's the way, the truth, he's not a truth or some truth, or I talk truth, he says, I am truth.
He needs you born again. He needs you full of the Holy Ghost. He needs you healthy and strong. He needs you wealthy and strong. He needs you in faith. Why? There's a lot of dying, hurting people out there right now that need the church to be the church.
So we have to say what we believe. We have to speak to the mountain. We have to speak to the sickness. We have to speak to the situation and not doubt. How do we not doubt? Putting our eyes and our ears on the Word of God, faith comes.
And I just sit there in those meetings and just hear the Word, and I mean, it's changed my life.
Worshiping God in one accord is always a part of our Believers' Conventions and Victory Campaigns. Believers come together in praise and worship and set the stage for the anointing to fall.
You feel like you're in the presence of God that whole time, and it's just, you feel like you've come to get filled up, and there is just this floodgates of outpouring of being immersed in the Word of God.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries believes in the importance of family and provides special sessions for teens and children. There are games, activities, praise and worship, teaching of the Word, and always a time of prayer.
When faced with options from now on for the rest of your life, you need to make the decision that there is no other place you'd rather be than right in the middle of the will of God.
And it's kind of neat to have a place to bring our kids where they can get immersed in the Word of God and get encouraged in things of faith at an early age. And it really marks them for life, and it sets them on the right course.
This is God's Word to you. It's not just a letter He wrote to you. It's His Word. You know, like, I give you my Word. This is true. You're healed. This is God's Word to you.
Gloria Copeland has conducted healing school for the past 31 years at all the KCM Believers Conventions and Victory Campaigns. There is a spirit of expectancy, and the lives of people are changed.
When He rose again, He rose victorious over hell, the flesh, the devil, the curse, everything the devil could come up with. Jesus got our freedom from it. We're free from sickness and disease. Glory to God. It's a done deal.
Thank you so much, because the Word that they have given me, which is the Word of the living God, has sustained my life. It has blessed me beyond measure. It has helped me to help others around me.
Our family, our life is change. It's a blessed life because of what they taught us. And I just thank Him for it.
Remember, the glory will shine in 2009.
This is why we have these victory campaigns and conventions. It's because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you do any study on that scripture, you're going to find out that it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word about Christ, the Word about Jesus, and Jesus is the Word made flesh. This is why we have these meetings. It's so you and I can come together and talk about and learn about and hear about Jesus. Praise God. Kenneth and Gloria have been reaching out to people all over the world now for over 42 years. Wow. And partners, you have played such a part in that. Thank you for playing your part, for being a part of this ministry and doing what you do to help get this word out. Man, the Lord is good and He's been good through you. I want to talk to you about this book, Blessed to Be a Blessing. The blessing of God, this is not some automatic thing. You understand that when you get into the Word, you find out that God has His part and faith is the response that's your part and my part. And we reach out with the arm of faith and we declare that we believe it's true and we receive it as truth. And in this book, you're going to begin to learn that God desires you to be blessed. And He has made all of heaven's supply available to you. Praise God. And the true purpose behind all of that, the true purpose and reason behind the prosperity gospel, if you will, is so that you will be a blessing to the world around you. You are blessed to be a blessing. We want you to keep studying these things. Stay hungry for God and His Word. Jesus says, if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you will be filled. And these truths are things that you can take from the Word of God and apply them in your life today, every day. Order yours today. Get a hold of these things. It'll be a blessing to you. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit of God in us that's present to stir up our hunger and our desire for you and the things of your word. We commit to you today to stay hungry and stay thirsty. And we believe we are being filled with the very righteousness of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, there are a lot of meetings going on through the end of the year. Meetings with Kenneth and Gloria, my parents, George and Terry, Kelly and Steve, John and Marty, my wife Sarah and I, we are all going out and ministering around the country and around the world. And if you want more information about these meetings, all you have to do is go to kcm.org for meeting dates and locations. You'll have all the information you need. We want you to come and be a part of these and you will be blessed. Thank you so much for watching today. Thank you for taking these principles that you're hearing and putting them in your heart and beginning to share them with others. I know it's been a blessing in your life and you are a blessing in the lives of other people. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our online store today at kcm.org to purchase this broadcast on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you. Walk in the blessing and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
You take the Word brings faith, and faith takes it, whatever it is.